certainly, to me, instances like this reveal that the laws we have here in Georgia are not adequate when it comes to punishing folks who take it upon themselves to injure people on bikes, and that the laws really do need to be enhanced. What we need in Georgia as much as anything is something called a vulnerable road user law that would enhance the penalties for a negligent or reckless driver who causes harm to somebody who is not in a vehicle, so a pedestrian, a person on a bike, a person in a wheelchair. The penalties should be more severe and allow prosecutors and judges to impose greater sanctions that maybe will serve as a deterrent to people in the future.
What are the sanctions now?
Now they're pretty weak. I mean, it's just treated like any other traffic offense. And in the absence of an aggravating factor like DUI or drugs or a hit and run, somebody could kill a person on a bike and face no more than a year in jail. And rarely do they even get sentenced to that.
What's wrong with that, Bruce?
The problem is it's taking members of our society and saying that your lives don't matter. They're just not important because you choose to be on a bike. It's a real dehumanizing thing and a loss of your civil rights and your rights as a human being to deserve the same protection as anybody else. There's a saying that goes on in the bike community that, hey, if you want to get away with murder, kill a cyclist. So it's an awful thing. And the law really needs to reflect the fact that you know, people on bikes have the exact same rights as anybody else. They belong on the roads. They can be on the roads. And drivers need to be more attentive to that. What we'd really like to see and what would make Atlanta so much of a better place to live in, to ride in, to enjoy, are when we get our government spending the money to provide infrastructure that will protect bicyclists. We're standing here on something called a cycle track that is a two-way path just for bikes that's protected by a concrete barrier that will keep cars and bikes separate. Bike paths are another example. I mean, look at the popularity of the Beltline. When you take bikes off the road, thousands of people come out to ride because they love it. And Atlanta is hungry for this. We can't fulfill our goals as a great city and have our transportation just get snarled by motor vehicle traffic without looking for other options. And making an investment in getting folks on bikes to be able to safely get around this city is going to be what helps propel us as a great city going forward and makes Atlanta a great place to live in, to walk in, to ride a bike in, and fluidly get around even when you're in a car.
You talked earlier about this irrational hatred. I thought that was such a compelling sort of descriptor.
Yeah, unfortunately, drivers seem to think that when they're in a car, anybody on a bike is a sworn enemy. And so you hear it in the comments that people make, both in conversations. Obviously, folks who make comments on the internet through the anonymity that they have there will say all kinds of vile things. But even on this story about the person who was hit on Natchez Trace, the amount of victim blaming that went on is beyond belief and just shows a total lack of compassion from one human being to another. You don't lose your human rights just because you happen to be on a bike. And just because you're in a car and you're having to slow down for a few seconds before you can safely pass somebody doesn't give you the right to hurt that person or put their lives in jeopardy.